Hello everyone, it's Jana here or Jane's Wynn, and it's the 2nd of November. School has started again, so I'm just walking back from drop off. And I've taken a detour. I needed some cash. I just realised the kids have a sponsored week at gymnastics, so I needed to get some cash out for them. It's quite windy actually. Weird. It wasn't that windy earlier. Especially as it's quite foggy. Oh yes, foggy. So wait for the black cars with their parking lights on. Helpful. Oh, no lights. Ah, even better. Anyway, so yes, the kids are back in school. After what was quite a busy half term, I think we had something to do every single day. I was struggling to think what we did last Monday, because Henry felt a bit aggrieved because he thought he had only had 2 days of holiday. So I told him what we did every single day. Went to IKEA, of course. That's what we did. So yeah, and then we had a very busy Friday, making Halloween biscuits. It's quite astounding actually, the number of cars without lights on in this weather. It's very foggy. And Simon and I went to see a show on Friday night, which was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. There's a 1994 film. It's all about three men who perform in drag, and they have to get to Alice Springs from Sydney in Australia, and the adventures they have, and all this is accompanied by some very fun disco tunes, and they're also the most outrageous costumes I've ever seen. So yeah, that was rather fun. And then Saturday, didn't feel particularly well on Saturday, don't know why. So I missed most of the day, but we had a Halloween party on Saturday night, which was fantastic fun. Oh my god, there's a dark grey car, it's going into the foggy bit of the woods up there. Good luck to anyone trying to see that car. Halloween, but well, actually it was more supposed to be just trick-or-treating, but it turned into a huge party. Because at the side of the village where we are, there's not a lot of trick-or-treating going on in our road, because everybody's got sort of, well, steep drives, and there's lots of old people and not a lot of children, it's most of the trick-or-treating happens in the estate. So we've got choice. We could probably go on our side of the hill, but we just happen to always go with friends on the other side of the village, and they live in this thing I mentioned before, slightly suburban setup. So it's far more fun, and we've got what they've termed Elm Street, which is just a road full of houses, most of them sort of terraced and semi, so they're fairly close together, and I think people there don't even shut the doors on Halloween night, because there's a stream of kids, and it's quite fun because you run into all these people you know from school. So on more than one occasion we stopped and had a chat as well, and it's just fantastic to see everyone out in their costumes. A lot of the times the adults made a huge effort as well. And the houses' decorations are just absolutely awesome. Okay, I might just take a photo here actually. Right, okay, so I've got a photo now, so I can show you how foggy it is. Plus, it was quite good that I stopped because I just saw Simon coming up. Nice to have a chat with him before he goes off for work. Where was I? Oh yeah, so Halloween decorations. Yeah, people go all out. So we've had We've had skeletons in the garden. We've had smoke machines and lights and all sorts of things happening. So absolutely amazing, the trouble that people go to. Gosh, it's brave as a taxi reversing up the drive. It's not for me, I'm walking on. It's really good fun. That was Saturday, and then when we got back, the kids had some of their sweets. Quite a few of them, actually, I think. They just played. Well, they watched a film, then they played, and they were up quite late, which was quite funny because towards the end, they were taking the sofa apart, making themselves little nests. So they clearly wanted to go to sleep. Whereas as adults, and this time we could bring the dads along because it was Saturday, so that's not something we can usually do. So we all sat around and we bought some pizzas, but my friend had made some lovely salads and things as well. So it really turned into a party and we all had a chat and a laugh, so it was really lovely. And then we were home quite late and in bed quite late. Maybe not that late for the kids, it was quite late, especially since they're still getting up at normal time. The Halloween decorations are still there. I mentioned that I had to carve a pumpkin, didn't I? Yes. Amelia's design, as usual, but I'm thinking maybe next year we'll get Henry to do one as well. And then yesterday was and I don't know how this happens, but Halloween's always really nice and sunny and quite warm. It was quite warm last year as well. So the kids, because they run, they can just go out in their costumes. They don't even need a coat on top. Yesterday, again, it was really sunny and warm. So we just went up to Ashridge for a bit in the afternoon. After decorating, biscuits, etc. All the things we still had to do that we never got round to. Oh, look. This is lovely. This is the good thing about having fog and it being a little bit damp in the air. It makes my hair frizzy, so that's not so good, but... the nice thing is you see spider webs like this on the gate. They're looking really pretty because they've got lots of rows of little pearls on. So water looks like they've got a chain of pearls. It looks like the spider web's not really doing very well under the weight of the water on there, but it looks very pretty. Anyway. So I shall go and have some breakfast, and then I've got a list of jobs to do that I didn't get around to in half term. So I'll try to do those now. Wish you all a great week. Thank you for listening as usual. And speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.